Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV, welcome to Daily News, a very strange one today. Ross Chanley joined by Tom Dutton. A couple of things to get through before we actually start with the news. First of all, we're brought to you in association with The Athletic. If you're into your football writing, your written content, you want something different, or like us, you're working from home, you need something to fill that void, go and check out The Athletic. That's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. You can start a 7-day free trial and get 50% off your yearly subscription. I'll get Tom to put the link in the comments below. And we're doing this in Premier again. As you can see, we're working from home. So Tom will put the link in the chat as well. And on that, we are working from home. We decided to close the office, but we're still going to bring you lots of content as and when we can. We're going to work on trying to do this live later on in the week, probably next week. But we're going to do it for Premier. So on the Redmen News channel, the main Redmen channel, and for the website subscribers, we're going to make you some content this week and next week thereafter. Slightly difficult this week because Tom, Matt and Paul are all ill.
Badly sick. I feel like I'm patient zero at this point. I've had a cold for a week and I've probably got the actual virus.
But bear with us, we do appreciate your support and we'll get your content out as and when we can. But Tom, we're here for some news. We're going to start with a piece from The Athletic.
Yeah.
Liverpool might Liverpool have suspended training for 2 weeks and may win the title in a new night kit. Where are the quotes? The current night deal is worth £30 million per season to Liverpool, plus royalties of 20%. But it could be said that when the Premier League is postponed, which will be decided later on this week, that Liverpool could in fact win the Premier League title in that kit. It seems a bit, I don't want to say irrelevant, Tom, but like far-fetched maybe. You can just take one thing at a time. You know, obviously Liverpool have stopped training for 2 weeks, which is one thing.
Yeah.
That's a priority, isn't it? And then for me, it's think about the title and the night kit afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because it's obviously worth a lot of money to the club. And you're thinking, can you afford to kind of just go, okay, we can't think about this? There are probably big discussions taking place in terms of the monetary stuff. Obviously, there's even bonuses for winning the league and what have you that need to be sorted out. It's a lot of money that could be used to just bolster the club a little bit. I do like there's a line in this. There's a line in the article that says, having been used to eating a number of meals each day at the training ground, they are fending for themselves.
Oh, poor souls, eh?
It's great. It's like to be fair, it is a thing where they will have been getting treated exceptionally well. But I don't know.
We laugh about that, but you know, and footballers and Liverpool in particular, we said this of getting things right off the pitch, and it's same for any football club. If that's one less thing for them to worry about, they concentrate on the football. But ultimately, there's no football, so it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Speaking of which, Liverpool have been sent a warning over Timo Werner. We did the Timo Werner chat yesterday, so we're back on it. Steve Nicol has been talking, and he's basically said, just because it's Timo Werner has said, he'd like to come to Liverpool doesn't mean it's done. He says, remember, Mbappe said that he wanted to go to Real Madrid and he ended up at PSG. And he also says, Tom, that it'd only be a good thing. Sadio Mane leaving because he got linked with Real Madrid would only be a good thing if Timo Werner was to come in. So first of all, he's partly right. It isn't done, is it?
No, but the world is literally falling apart and we're still talking about Timo Werner. It's unbelievable. Like, I thought this, like, we park it. I was made up that we could just leave it for a bit, especially the Timo Werner stuff. As much as I want him, I'm like, just get him in. I remember there was a comment on one of the older news shows. Someone just said, "I'm not even excited anymore because we speak about him every single day." But yeah, I think what he's basically saying is, if we need to be careful, we need to make sure we have a replacement if we do get rid of people. But I don't think we're going to get rid of people regardless. So I think it is a good point, but it doesn't need to be made for me.
Yeah, and something that I kind of said yesterday on the news, which I'll reiterate now, which because there's no football, because nothing's going on, and like transfers aren't actually really a thing, but the amount of articles that you'll see of, I'm going to say clickbait because that's exactly what it is. So I didn't put the Sadio Mane stuff in the news yesterday because I thought, well, there's nothing else for journalists to do. So what are they going to do is just kind of make some transfer rumours up. So take these things with a pinch of salt. Moving on, UEFA cancel all their hotel bookings in Copenhagen during Euro 2020. And the surest sign yet that summer tournament is set to be postponed at today's crunch talks with Danish capital, one of 12 cities due to host matches in June and July. Obviously, there's a meeting with UEFA today. I think there's one later on in the week with governing bodies, including FIFA, the Premier League, the FA and stuff like that. Yeah. So this could have a knock-on effect of what happens there, where it said UEFA expected to announce on today that Euro 2020 will be postponed until 2021. The governing body had booked hotel rooms in Copenhagen through booking.com. However, most of these bookings have now been cancelled for June and July. The event got moved to next year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Copenhagen is one of 12 cities to host the tournament. And I think, Tom, from the whole coronavirus stuff has been really hard. And there's a couple of topics and comments from pundits that are taken. And we did the Karen Brady stuff yesterday. And so I think you can help sometimes from taking it from your own perspective. I've kind of gone, well, I'm a Liverpool fan. So I want the Euros to be suspended so the Premier League can be finished. Mm-hmm. But I also could understand if it wasn't.
I think that it's the most likely thing is that Euro 2020 is just not going to go ahead. And I think that's the right thing to do. For me, like, obviously there is red tinted glasses there, like you're saying, but I think you've got to be able to give players a rest, and then you've got to fit in all these kind of different competitions in that you need to be able, in my eyes, to finish the season. And whether that means you don't have a Premier League season in full next season, whether that you've got to be smart about this. And I know there's a lot of money, there's a lot of planning that's got in place, but for me, you've got to finish this season, then you cancel Euros, and then next season, I think you've got to. That's where you start thinking about shortening it down. Maybe only playing. There was a good shout I heard where you only play one game versus each team, which would be mad. So who plays home, who plays away? It'd be really interesting to see how they deal with this. But first things first, we've got to postpone the season for the foreseeable. I mean, it's kind of getting to a crunch point where it's getting pretty serious. I think a lot of people are starting to get really worried now, me being one of them, just because of the sheer spread and the scale of this kind of coronavirus stuff that's going around. We were having a discussion the other day talking about like the league and stuff, and I don't even care about that anymore. It's purely for, you just want everyone to be safe. That's the first and foremost. I was quite upset that Liverpool could genuinely not win the league this season after what we've done for over the past few years and the progression that we've made. But I think everyone, when they think about it rationally, will go, yeah, we need to be smart with it.
Just on the article though, Tom, from a Liverpool fan's perspective, we put the red tinted glasses on and kind of be selfish almost in a way. It's potentially, if it gets decided, that does get decided today. And I know by the time people are watching this, it might have already been decided. But that's just really encouraging news for Liverpool in a sign that, this article and the next one come on to, that the season could be finished.
Yeah, I think, like I say, I think it needs to. I think it was a really good, Michael Owen was talking about it as well, the first good thing he's ever said in his life. But he basically said that this season needs to be finished, and look, a lot of banter will be going on saying, oh, Liverpool shouldn't win it, it should be postponed, blah blah blah. But we were like two games away from winning it, and I think you've got to finish a season like that. I really feel like you're doing it. It'd be the same if City were there. It'd be a laugh if they didn't win it, if City were in our position. But you'd feel like they'd be really hard done by.
I think I've seen, I don't know if you saw Neil from Anfield Rap on Sky Sports News yesterday, And again, I think Chris has said it on various news shows, but like Liverpool's actually the easiest part because we're so far ahead. And whatever you think of the repercussions of, you know, who gets the Champions League spot, who gets the Europa League, who gets relegated, who gets promoted, that's the difficult things, and they'll all be really annoyed. But we just move on to the next one, which kind of supports what we kind of just said. Of a 3 billion contract could mean £3 billion. Yeah, contract meaning the Premier League season is completed. A Premier League clubs could be at risk in breaking a £3 billion contract if they do not complete the season. Sports Mail claim that the campaign must be completed by the end of July under terms and agreements with Sky Sports, BT Sports, and broadcasters around the world, with the contract for the 2021 season set to begin on August the 1st. Obviously, the Premier League was suspended, and we will find out more later on this week. The Mail said that these games aren't televised. It could account loss for £750 million. Therefore, the Premier League will be keen to draw up a solution at a meeting which takes place this Thursday. Okay, so the Premier League one's this Thursday. UEFA is set to meet today. But on that time again, this is, I think, one of the reasons why I try to think about it rationally. I try to think of renting glasses on and off. But also, you know, we know these governing bodies, we know what they're like, and most of it, in fact, comes down to money. And this is a unique situation where I think people's health and you know, our fans, staff, players, everything comes into account first. But ultimately, you know, that's a hell of a lot of money. And you know, there's been talk of people who, you know, you might know or I might know that have BT subscriptions and Sky subscriptions going, well, you're not providing me with the content that I am paying you for. And BT and Sky Sports were saying to the Premier League and FA, well, we paid for that content for us to show them, and you're not providing with us. So we can talk about legalities of like not finishing the season and clubs going, well, we're going to sue you for this, we're going to sue you for that. But it's also going to be these TV companies and, you know, probably individual people going, well, I've paid for a subscription. So yeah, the whole thing is just a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it will come down to money at the end of the day. That's what football kind of has turned into. We knew it. It's a massively multi-£1 million, £1 billion even operation, and people will want their dues that they have paid a lot of money for. We're speaking about Premier League being the biggest in terms of revenue streams for clubs. That's where clubs get the money from now. That's why there's been so many, like you say, lower down the table clubs being able to splash a load of money and being able to buy these big players is because these huge contracts. And if they're not going to get their content and what have you because of that, I think they're sort of entitled to be a bit angry with that. But on the other side, like, it's people's safety, and like I said before, you've kind of got to take a step back and go, okay, yes, we have put a lot of money into this, but what people's safety is the main thing. Whether they'll see it like that, these lawyers and such.
It's also hard as well because you think of like that article was about the Premier League, is why we're talking about that, but we're not ignorant to Championship sides, non-league sides, and stuff, and the income that they're all missing out on, as local businesses that are all missing out on money as well. You know, I know people that obviously work a lot in catering, like they're all like losing their jobs and stuff. So like, it's a pandemic across the globe. So you look and think about Premier League football teams and how much money they make, you know, in the scale of things, you know, it's just other people that are a lot worse off than them.
Yeah,
So we'll see
100%.
that pans out. Final news story then, Tom. You know, just things that have been suspended, including the football. But today it's been announced that the final Hillsborough Memorial Service has been postponed as well. It was planned to take place on Wednesday, the 15th of April, to mark the 31st anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster. Margaret Aspinall, head of FFSG, has said, in light of recent events, a decision was made collectively by the families to postpone our final memorial service at Anfield. We wish to keep as many people safe as possible, and we believe this is the right approach. We hope to avoid provide an update near the future and a rescheduled date for the service. Again, it comes back to the safety of the people, mass gatherings. It's just a real shame because this was going to be the final one at Anfield. They won't get to go and do that just yet.
Yeah.
But again, it feels right to postpone it.
No, it is spot on. It is sad. I mean, she goes on to say, I'd also ask that you join us in our prayers on April 15th to remember them. I think everyone will have the 96 and the families affected in their minds on that day. Regardless, it is a shame to not be able to have the ceremony and the event and what have you, but it is spot on. You can't. It's just a risk that a lot of people aren't going to be willing to take, even if they did put it ahead and say, look, this is happening. I don't think many people would turn up, and it's not because they don't respect it. It's purely because they're trying to stay safe. So I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, sound. This is a bit weird because normally at this point in the show we ask for questions and comments, but we
Yeah.
can't do that. In fact, no, we can because we're going to be in the comments, aren't we? Because we're going to premiere this one. So if you have any questions or comments, me and Tom will both be in the chat as this goes on. After the fact, we'll try and catch up with you as well on any of the topics that we discuss or anything you want us to talk through the rest of the week. As I said, amount of content on Red Men will still carry on. On the website, we'll carry on, and we'll still carry on with the daily news shows as well. Tom, thank you very much.
It's
really weird.
It is weird, but yeah, we're going to be. I think we're doing a subscriber Q&A later as well, aren't we? So yeah, if you've got any questions, find the tweet that will be on the Twitter, and we'll try and read that out for you as well.
Yeah, we've got that's going on. We've got a newsroom with Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rap later. I think that's tomorrow actually, should go out. So yeah, we've got loads of stuff going on, so go and check that out if you're bored. There's loads of free content on the website as well as a back catalogue of newsrooms, which are really popular as well. David Maddock being one of the more popular ones. So go and check all that stuff out, and we'll keep you up to date as and when we can. And we'll be in the comments, so we'll see you there as well.
Don't forget to check out The Athletic.
Oh, yeah. Link in the description along with all the news stories. Oh, yeah, we couldn't do the news stories today because we're still trying this stuff out. So all the topics that we discussed, we'll put in the links as well so you can read the articles yourself. And we'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.